Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, you can find us on Facebook at The Grilling Guys, or you can find Barbecue Bob as The Grilling Guy on Twitter. But reach out. Check us out. Our website is thegrillingguys.com. There's hundreds of recipes on there. And my co-host this week, Barbecue Bob, is out. My co-host is actually our webmaster as well, and that is Chaz from Schmoe's Brewery.
Yeah, if you guys miss any shows or you want to share it with your friends, we have a podcast link on there where we have every show the Grilling Guys have ever done. Some of those, when we listen to them, they're pretty funny.
Right.
Way back in the day.
Yeah, others of them you might not want to listen to, but you'll figure that out, right? That's up to you. But anyway, Chaz, thanks for joining us. You're just a wealth of knowledge, and I want to dive into that a little bit. A couple more acronyms, and then we're going to start pairing food and beer, all right? The acronyms are ABV and IBU. Relate those to us.
ABV is alcohol by volume.
Okay.
In the U.S., that's how everybody is required to label their beer and measure it, and report it, and everything. That how much alcohol is in there. So, you know, a nice little session at 4%. You can have a couple more of those than maybe my hop knocker that brings in at 9.5%. Or my barley wine, it's way up at 14.5%. It doesn't sound like that big because we're talking percentages, but that is enough to put a big man down.
Well, in case in point, it's math. Okay, if I got a 4% beer, which we're back to my Labatt, and there might even be 3.2, those lighter American, you know, those beers, if all of a sudden every 12 ounces I'm doubling the alcohol, if I've got a 6% beer, and in this craft beer world, that's not a big number.
That's 6%. Not. And it can catch up to you.
Right.
So when you're shopping, you know, you want to really be thinking about what you're doing. A beer that you're going to enjoy while you're working in the yard, maybe get the lawnmower out, the hedge trimmers, something like that. You want to stay down a little bit. And
right.
If you're watching the big game on TV, you know you're going to go through a good number of them, you want to stay down there.
Yeah, you don't want to sleep through the second half.
Right.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
well, there are some of those games.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, when you're pairing with a meal and you want something that's a little stronger because it's going to be in a big, big food, you know, something that's got, you know, some grease to it, you know, man
right.
food.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like the prime rib you were talking, the bones, that was what had
right.
me going.
Right.
I want something with some big, strong flavor, some big, strong alcohol that's going to help cut that because alcohol is a solvent.
That's right. And you
it's going to help with the palatability.
That prime rib is fatty. It's going to coat your palate, and that beer will clean that right off.
Now, the second one you ask about is IBUs. Those
right.
are international bitter units.
Okay.
That was a scale that was generated really at the beginning of the craft brew industry because everybody needed a way to quantify how bitter a beer was. And so there's calculations that we can do. And now if you have the expensive equipment, you can do testing to give it an IBU rating. And the higher the IBU, the more hoppy and bitter that beer is going to be.
Okay.
For example, you know, we're drinking right now our MI Hands Michigan Pale Ale.
Right.
MI for Michigan. We just decided we were going to make an all-Michigan. And when we did the calculations on it with the Cascade hops that are grown like 5 miles from the brewery, it came out to be about 52.
Okay.
And so 52 IBUs, that's pretty hoppy. Because your Labatt's you were talking about.
Right,
that's
Budweiser, Coors, whatever it is, yeah.
10, 12.
Right.
Something down in that.
Right.
The ESB that we talked about, that's a wonderful 35.
Right.
You know. But we can go all the way up to my hop knocker at 136, blow
right.
your head off with hops.
Right. Yep. You're gonna feel it right in the back of your throat, like at the base of your jaw is where it hits me the most when that big hoppy flavor comes in. Now, I am not a big fan of that, but many people are searching that out. And
paired with the right food, it
right.
can work for you.
Yes.
Now, one of the big things that we tell people is that not all hops taste the same.
Certainly.
Some are going to have the piney flavor. Some are going to have a fruity flavor. Some are going to have a very dry, earthy flavor. You can go to just raw bitterness, like the Magnums and things like that. There's all kinds of things that a beer engineer can do to build into these beers, and that also complements in with the food that you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to say India Pale Ales go great with Indian food.
Yeah.
Spicy food, a lot of hop acid, cuts that and acts as a solvent.
Okay.
And that helps with the burn on your mouth.
Right.
And things like that. But now if I'm going to roast, I mean, I'm going to roast off a nice roast. I got some vegetables in the bottom of the pan. I mean, like grandma does.
Right. Right.
Beautiful meal like that. I'm looking at an amber. I'm looking at maybe a nut brown if they got some aromatics.
So if I go on this scale, then my IBUs are down. I'm a little more malt forward, and it's the savory part of this.
You're dancing in the savory world. Right. But if you're in the savory spicy world, you might want to jump up in the hops.
Right.
A little bit.
Yep.
A lighter food, you know, like we talk about grilling some salmon, because we all love to go out in the big lake and drag for some salmon.
Right.
You know, drink a few of those yellow fizzy beers while we're cruising around. But you put that on the grill, you're talking lemon and onion and light herbs and some of the nice old world olive oils on top of it or something. It's very light to the palate. You don't want a big beer on right. top of that, just obliterating it. You right. have to pair it in so it comes very, very much as a companion to the meal, because you're not going to serve potato salad with salmon, right?
Right.
You serve a fresh salad.
Right.
Same exactly. theory.
Yep.
Potato salad goes great with a big old greasy burger.
Yeah.
You know, love that.
Yeah, so what goes, because that's one of my favorite foods, especially this time of year, I seek out on Saturdays, man, today, later today, I'm going to go somewhere where I can buy a burger and a bowl of chili. That is winter grub for me, man.
You know, and right in there, you're going to be in your stouts.
Right.
Big dark beer in the winter just seems comforting.
Right.
You know, and flavored stouts are a great way to go into it if you're going into the more exotic burgers.
Right.
You know, I had a Hawaiian burger a while back that they had grilled up a slice of pineapple, put it on top of that baby with a little bit of ham. The aioli that guy did was out of this world, and he had mixed in some stout with it.
Yep.
And we paired that up with the coconut stout. It was the bomb.
Wow, there you are. Pineapple, and ham, coconut. That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I had tropics in the winter.
Right. You know what? It sounds like girly food, but I really think it's man food. It's time for some man law. Now you're a man! A man!
Brought to you by Street Comics. Hey, baby, I got one right straight from the UP. No man shall ever loan out his Cromer.
Amen.
Stormy Cromer is a man's hat. It is sized for you, but one of the best gifts you can give at Christmas is a Cromer.
That's right.
And gave my little brother one. He hardly takes the thing off now.
Right. I tell you what, I got a great Cromer story real quick. I went out Wednesday morning. We got some snow where I'm at, and I had to snow blow my driveway before I went to work, right? I just don't like it getting all ruddy and crap, right? So I go and get ready for work. I get all dressed, ready, and I snap a Cromer on, and I put on my jacket, and I'm going to go snow blow. That thing was so stinking warm. I sweat my whole head out. I had to go shower again. Man, they're very, very warm hats. And but yeah. You're right. They're fit to you, so they snug down and – ooh,
I wear a
7 3/4. Right. Yeah, we got a big melon. I'm a 7.5 guy. But
you know, we get a Cromer every year on the USA Ice team, and the guys are wearing their new Cromers over in Bulgaria.
Right.
I'm wearing my one from Kazakhstan last year.
Yeah.
They are a very warm hat, but they are pure Michigan, and it makes you look like a proud sportsman.
Right. So, Chaz, let's dive into a couple more things on the grill here. What about a lot of people, chicken is their number one, right? They're going to barbecue chicken on their grill. You can do that year-round. If you've put your grill away, I'm clipping your man card. Get it back out, because let's talk what beer goes really well with chicken on the grill.
Well, you know, everybody says that everything tastes like chicken, because chicken's really a blank canvas.
Right.
It's a great protein out there that takes up a lot of flavors. So really, it's going to be, what did you do to the chicken? Are you rubbing it with just some herbs? Are you spicing it up? And it's going to be more with the seasoning that you put on the chicken. Now, personally, with the thighs, if I put an oil rub on it with some herbs and stuff like that, I'm headed for a Pilsner or a Wheat Beer.
Yep.
If I'm going to put the brown sugar, spices, and everything else on there and robust it up pretty spicy, I'm looking for a bigger beer.
Right.
Maybe a hoppy side of a IPA. you know, a little bit bigger IPA.
Right. Perfect. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about some of these wonderful beers that Schmoes has, as well as we might dip our line a little bit into some ice fishing. Stick with us. We'll be back.